Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
箴言10章22节。 耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
Now, when you read this verse,
当你读到这个经节的时候,
you must allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart.
你必须要容许圣灵对你的心说话。
Because if you read it casually, you will never understand.
因为如果你是用一种不经意的态度来读这个经文，你就不了解它。
Let me read to you from the New American Bible. It is the Lord's blessing that brings wealth, and no effort can substitute for it.
让我用另外一个版本来读这个经文。神的祝福带来财富，没有其他的努力可以取代它。
In the Good News Bible, it says it is the Lord's blessing that makes you wealthy. Hard work can make you no richer.
另外一个是好消息版本的说，神的祝福使你成为富有的，没有办法通过努力工作使你变得更富有。
Are you ready for revelation tonight?
所以今天晚上你已经预备好要领受启示了吗？
No hard work can ever bring you God's kind of prosperity.
通过你辛勤的工作，没有办法为你带来神所要赏赐给你的那等财富。
I'm talking about prosperity beyond your salary.
我所这里讲到的财富是远超过你的薪资的财富。
Most of us live from paycheck to paycheck.
大部分我们都是靠着一份微薄的薪水，从一个月度到另外一个月。But
tonight, I'm telling you, there is a supernatural way of prosperity.
但是今天晚上我要告诉各位，关于财富，有超自然的方式要带下这财富。The
Bible saying, no hard work can ever substitute for this blessing.
圣经告诉我们说，这样的祝福是没有办法通过你辛勤工作来取代的。
When I understood this truth,
当我们明白这个真理的时候,
the Lord spoke to me.
神跟我说,
I'm going to bless you beyond your ministry love offerings.
我要祝福你的是远超过你的服事所能够领受到的奉献的。
And God began to show me the supernatural way.
然后神就开始把那超自然的方式显明给我看。
God began to show me that I don't have to depend on preaching to get money for a living.
神告诉我，我不需要依靠我的讲道来挣取我生活的费用。
God said, don't look at the preaching
神说,
for your money.
你不要依靠你的讲道来过活。
And I said, God, how?
我说主啊，这样怎么能够办到呢？
I will show you the supernatural way.
神说，我要将那超自然的方式显明于你。
And the supernatural way will be 10 times, 50 times, 100 times better than your way.
那超自然的方式呢，是比你自己的方式好上10倍、50倍、100倍。
And so I begin to learn the supernatural way.
因此我就开始学习这超自然的方式。
By the year 2005,
在2005年之前,
I have all the money I needed.
我所需要的钱我都有了,
for the rest of my life.
我往后的生活费我都有了,
I don't preach anymore for money.
所以我现在讲道不再是为了钱的缘故讲道了。
I wanted to retire in 2005.
我本来要2005年要退休了。
钱有了, 钱有了。 How did I do it?
那怎么办到的呢?
It's not because I'm smart.
并不是因为我很聪明,
but because I believe.
乃是因为我相信,
there is a supernatural way to get money.
有超自然的方式能够得到钱。
I've lived to tell you this is the way.
我活过来了，我告诉你是有这样一个方式的。
What way?
什么方式呢?
It is called the blessing of the Lord.
这个就叫做 神的祝福。
The day when the blessing of the Lord comes upon you,
当神的祝福临到你身上的时候，
you live beyond your paycheck.
你的生活啊，就会远超过于你的薪资啊。
I'm teaching my coworkers.
我就教导我的同工们。
Don't look at your paycheck.
不要依靠你那些这个支票，薪资的支票。
What's so big deal about $2,000-$3,000 per month?
一个月两三千块，这到底有什么用呢？
有什么了不起？
有什么了不起呢？
大家都是一样，那可以怎么做见证？神比他们更伟大。So I said, you're gonna live beyond your salary.
所以我说，你的日子呢，将要远富足于你每个月的薪资所得。
So last year.
所以去年。
In the last 3 months.
在最后的三个月。
I taught one of my disciples.
我就教我其中一个门徒。
The supernatural way.
我把那超自然的方式教给他。
In 3 months.
在三个月的时间。
He received $50,000.
他就拿到了5万块。
He said, how come?
他说，哇，这怎么办？怎么来的？
想不通。我说不用去想，你永远不知道。The supernatural way.
超自然的方式。
To get money.
得着钱。
Number one is, there is a way beyond your work to get finance.
所以第一点你要明白的是，在你自己的辛勤工作之外呢，有另外一条得着钱的路。
I taught some people how to start business without money.
我教导一些人啊，怎么样没有钱可以创业。
One man came and see me last year. He was bankrupt.
去年呢，有一个破产的人来见我。
I teach him, I say, the supernatural way to do business without money.
我就把那个没有钱哦，借着超自然的方式，创业的方式教给他。
Today, he opened a new company. People give him money to start a company.
今天呢，他有一间新的公司，人们给他钱创业。
We are not talking about starting a company that managed $5 million. We are talking about managing over $10 million above.
我们这里讲的公司呢，不是只有五万块美金的这个资金的公司哦，是美金over $10 million.
Yeah.
一千万。以上的美金，这样的资金运转的公司
，to start a new company，
来开始这样一间公司
，and to handle business that's over $100 million，
然后呢，他们的事业是远超过10亿、1000亿兆的嘛 ，$100 million，million，million，million，million，million，million， OK， 百万、千万、亿 ，OK， 一亿
，Amen。The supernatural way.
所以呢，是超自然的方式。
I told God, I don't want to live a normal life. I want to live a supernatural life.
所以我告诉神说，主啊，我不要过一个平凡的日子，我要过一个超自然的日子。
That's why you are here.
这也是为什么各位来到这里的原因。
Amen. Point number two.
第二点。
He say,The blessing of the Lord brings you to a place called riches.
他说，神的祝福把你带到一个富足的境界。
Now, most people read it like that. The blessing of the Lord.
大部分有得着这一部分，神的祝福。
The blessing of the Lord brings me to a place of anointing.
神的祝福呢，会把我带到一个恩高的地步。
No, that's not what the Bible say.
但是这不是圣经所说的。
The Bible didn't say the blessing of the Lord bring me to a place of spiritual growth.
圣经也没有说神的祝福把我带到一个灵命成长的地步。
Didn't say bring me to a place that I become more holy and more righteous.
也没有说把我带到一个更圣洁、更公义的地步。
No,
不是的。
That verse literally say what it say.
那一个经文就是按照它字面的意思。
It means exactly what it say.
它的意思就是字面所说的意思。
It says that the blessing of the Lord brings you to this place. This place called钱。
他说神的祝福把你带到这个地步，什么地步呢？有钱的地步。
讲到钱很敏感。所以我很喜欢跟职场弟兄讲话，因为职场的人就知道钱的重要性，而不是用宗教的灵来衡量今天晚上所讲的信息。宗教的人我不喜欢。Just tell them.
You mean repeat it in Chinese?
In Chinese.
我呢喜欢跟做生意的人讲话。
职场弟兄。
职场。就是做职场，也就是在工作的人，因为呢他们在职场上面听这个话啊，是按照他职场上面的心态。但是呢我不喜欢跟宗教人士讲话，因为宗教人士带着一个宗教的灵跟宗教的态度在听这样的信息，
讲来讲去都不懂。浪费口水。对吗？好，那么Point number two means you must understand the Bible say the blessing of the Lord brings you to the place of riches, money.
所以第二点你一定要明白，上帝的祝福会把你带到一个地步，就是有钱的地步，富足的地步。
你站在哪里？你站在宗教呢？那种我们所谓的宗教的活动就在这里，但是你要走到这里。我喜欢这里，为什么呢？因为这里有钱。
Amen.
You see, I'm trying to provoke you to let go of what you think money is wrong. I'm going to let go. I'm going to break it from your life right now.
所以呢我现在呢是激动你啊，是挑战你啊，要你改变你的想法，说哎呀钱不好啊，不要谈钱啊，我要打破你里面的这个心态啊。
Amen. Tonight, are you in a place where you want more religious doctrines, or you want, according to what the Bible say, bring you to the place called money?
在今天晚上呢，你是渴慕听到更多宗教的教义，还是渴慕按着圣经的话得到那有钱的地步，有钱的生命呢？
哇
Amen.
This is the right crowd.
哇，这一群人是正确的，有正确的心，正确的态度的。
这一边就是神要带到这一边来钱的地方。
Amen.
如果你跟钱过不去的话，今天我所讲的你会对我非常生气，但是恭喜你，你生气的时候就暴露你的身份，你有宗教的灵。OK,
等一下要做释放服事的。
Point number three.
好，第三点。
Are you ready?
预备好了吗？
See, God's word is supposed to shock you.
神的话本来就是要震惊我们的。
It never allow us to stay comfortable.
神的话总不会让我们停留在那安舒之境的，安于现状的。
Watch, point number three.
所以第三点，请听。
The blessing of the Lord.Bring us to the place, not just money, not just riches, but a place called wealth.
神的祝福不光把我们带到有钱的富有的地步，他把我们带到的境界是叫做有财富的境界。
The Bible never say the blessing brings you to a place where there is money, there's riches, a place called wealth.
所以圣经并不是讲说神的祝福把你带到有钱，好，使你有钱，使你富有。神的祝福乃是使你有财富，不一样的。
What is wealth?
所以财富是什么呢？
非常有钱。No, this is not the curse of the devil.
所以这不是魔鬼的咒诅。
He said, the blessing of the Lord.
圣经这样说，是主的祝福。
主的就是好的。
Amen.
没有咒诅的。
Amen.
God's blessing wants to bring you to a place called wealth.
所以神的祝福要使你拥有财富。
阿门会越来越小声。
阿门。
Are you ready?
预备好了吗？
I'm going to shock you.
我现在要使你大吃一惊哦。
I'm going to shock you.
要使你大吃一惊哦。
有钱人，做一个有钱人不是罪。
Amen.
做一个有钱人是属灵。
Amen.
有神的 blessing 在我的身上。
Amen.
Wealth.
财富。
It means when the Lord brings you here, here is a place called a millionaire, a multi-millionaire.
也就是说，神的祝福要把你从这里带到这里。这里的地方呢，叫做百万，叫做数百万富翁。
God told me, raise up millionaires, multi-millionaires for my glory.
神说你要兴起成为百万富翁数百万富翁为了我荣耀的缘故。
Prosperity is not the ability just to get money or to get riches, but to get wealth.
所以昌盛不是只有得到钱或成为富有的一个能力，而是拥有财富。
Tonight I'm standing here.
今天我站在这里。
I'm living in this realm tonight.
因为我已经活在这样一个层次境界当中了。
This is where I am tonight.
今天晚上我就是在这样的一个层面里面的。
I have money.
我有钱。
And God wants to give you money.
而神也渴慕将钱给你。
Amen.
Amen.
Which means,
这意思也就是
if these three things you say amen, these three points say amen,
如果呢你对我讲的这三点都说 amen,
that means poverty is never the will of God.
那意思就是贫穷绝对不是上帝的旨意。
Okay, 好。你预备好了没有？ You are ready? 我还是留到最后把这一点告诉你，所以不要走哦，忍耐到最后哦。 Okay, now we jump to the next point.
好，我们看下一点。
等一下我们再回来，我忘记你就提醒我。好， Proverbs chapter 3Verse 13, 16, and 17. Oh, the happiness of a man who has found wisdom, and of a man who bringeth forth understanding. Verse 16, length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand are wealth and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. That is from the 1898 Young's translation.
Okay. 好，现在刚才读的呢是从1898年的一个 Young's 版本所翻译的啊。那我从和本来读，箴言三章十三节，得智慧得聪明的，这人变为有福。16、17节，他右手有长寿，左手有富贵，他的道是安乐，他的路全是平安。
你的圣经说所有的你的道路都进入到一个平安的领域里面。But in my end, the New English Bible, he said, her ways, verse 17, her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths leads to prosperity.
但是在另外一本啊，英国的这个英文版本里面呢，他说他的路啊都是让你喜悦的、喜欢的，然后他的道呢都导引进入昌盛。
Are you ready for a surprise?
好，预备好要得一个惊喜吗
？A lot of us think.
我们当中很多人都有这样的想法。
I want God's wisdom.
我渴慕神的智慧。
But we cannot get God's wisdom.
但是我们得不着神的智慧。
We always reject God's wisdom.
我们总是拒绝神的智慧。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？God's wisdom always wants to bring three things into your life.
因为神的智慧总会为你的生命带来三样东西。
Number one.
第一。
Long life.
长寿。
No problem. Everyone wants long life.
好，每一个人都渴慕长寿的。
吃人参、啊、长寿，维他命丸长寿，喝一多点绿茶长寿。Everyone loves longevity.
所以每一个人都喜欢长寿。
No problem.
没问题。
Number two.
第二。
He say wisdom brings honor to your life.
他说智慧也把尊贵啊，我、哦、富贵带到你的生命中。
Honor some problem.
尊荣有些人有些问题。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Can I be honest with you?
我可以跟你坦诚吗
？You know what does honor includes?
你知道尊荣包括什么吗
？Honor includes fame and glory.
因为尊荣包括名声跟荣耀。
我很怕出名，我很怕出人头地。那你不要智慧了，因为智慧会带来这些东西给你。
Man.
好，那我现在看你懂第三样东西，智慧要给你，你常常拒绝的，智慧要给你钱
，Amen。
智慧要给你更多的钱
，Amen。
智慧要成你富裕
，Amen。
Wealthy， 你可以吞下去吗？你可以接纳吗
？Amen。
常常我。Every time we thought wisdom means, oh, I become holy.
很多时候呢，我们认为，哦，得着神的智慧就是成为圣洁。
Yes.
是的。
That is one thing that the wisdom brings you.
是的，这是智慧所带来其中一样东西。
Wisdom makes you wise in your decision.
智慧使你在做决定的时候有智
慧。You don't make mistakes.
你不会犯错。
Yes, that's part of the blessing of wisdom.
所以这是智慧所带来的祝福之一。
But have you ever thought about it? Proverbs 3:16.
但是你曾经思想过箴言三章十六节。
Wisdom gives you wealth.
说得智慧就使你富足有财富。
Now, religious people say, ah,、oh, that is spiritual wealth. No.That's not spiritual wealth.
宗教人士这样子阐读，他说：“哦，这主指的是属灵的财富，不，不是属灵的财富。”
It was written by King David to Solomon. It talks about real money.
这个是大卫王写给所罗门王的，这里指的是真正的钱。
Wisdom is supposed to bring you to a place where you have money.
所以智慧理当把你带到一个有钱的地步。
换句话说，根据三章十六节，多一点的智慧应该带来多一点的财富的突破。
Man.
There's no other way to explain that verse.
那一节没有其他的方式来解读的。
King Solomon.
所罗门王
who wrote and hear that instruction,
在这里写下了这个指示
he walked in wisdom,
他行走在智慧中
he became the richest man and the richest king in ancient history of Israel,
他也在以色列古代历史当中成为最有钱的人跟最富有的王
So if you don't want money,
因此如果你不要钱
Get rid of wisdom.
那么你也不要智慧算了
Because wisdom will always show you the way to get money.
因为智慧总是会把得着钱的方式向你指明。
常常在祷告的时候 ，I was in prayer, or often, very often in prayer.
常常我在祷告的时候
，The Lord say,
主说
，That thing,
那个东西
is going to make more money.
可以赚更多钱。
Tell your partners, invest in it.
告诉你的同伴要投资那样东西。
And they make tons of money.
哇，他们就赚很多的钱。
You see, wisdom always give you wisdom's wealth strategy.
所以呢，智慧总是会给予你啊，带来财富的策略。
You want money?
你要钱吗？
Then you are wise.
那么你就是很有智慧的。
Yeah. Because wisdom say, if you love wisdom, wisdom will shake your hands.
因为智慧说，如果你热爱智慧，他就要跟你握握手。
智慧的左手要跟你握一握。为什么呢？智慧的左手是什么东西？钱。你不喜欢钱，把智慧的左手把它砍掉，说我不要双手，我要一只手就够了，把它砍下来，不对啊，对吗？ So tonight I'm trying to give you an introduction that you have to change your mindset.
因此今天晚上我的努力就是希望能够给予各位一些导论啊，然后改变你的意识形态。
Amen. You come here is to hear about money.
各位来到这里就是要听关于钱的事。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 24.
现在我们再来看箴言24章
Verse 3 and 4
三四节
I will read to you from the New English Bible. Wisdom built the house. Good judgment makes it secure. Knowledge furnished the room with all the precious and pleasing things that wealth can buy.
好，我从新的英文版本来读。房屋因智慧，那我读的是中文的和合本。房屋因智慧建造，又因出名立稳，其中因知识充满各样美好宝贵的财物。
In this New English Bible version, he says, it will give you things, precious things that wealth can buy.
在这个新英文版本里面呢，他说，他会给你财富买得到的宝贵的东西。
When you have wisdom,
当你有智慧的时候
you will have the money to buy those things.
你就会有钱去买那些珍贵的东西。
Today, the church is not struggling in the area of holiness.
今天教会挣扎的地方呢，不是在圣洁的议题上。
Many are suffering.
很多人在受苦。
But in reality today,
但在今天的现实里面
many God-loving people are suffering from financial insufficiency.
很多爱神的百姓因为财务上面的不足而挣扎受苦。
That's where we are suffering today.
所以这是我们今日受苦的地方。
外邦人有钱可以买他们那一些东西，我们没办法买，对吗？你只可以看，但是没办法买。哇，很美，没办法。但是智慧说，我有办法，但是你偏偏不要，因为你要的是宗教的知识，宗教的灵害死我们。所以教会一直来堕落贫穷就是这样。我想讲一句话，会把你吓到，还是保留，因为这是第一次来高雄。 我们来看 Proverbs chapter 8 verse 18 and verse 21.
我们来看箴言八章十八跟二十一节。
It talks about wisdom. Riches and honor are with me. Wisdom. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. Verse 21. That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance or wealth. And I will fill their treasure.
11 and 21.
18 and
21. Okay, 对不起。18跟21节。丰富尊荣在我。很久的财币公义也在我。21节。使爱我的承受获财，并充满他们的府库。
Have you noticed? Wisdom wants to give you durable riches and fills your house with wealth.
所以你有没有注意到，智慧渴慕要给你很久的财，并且将财富充满你的府库。
The church have embraced every spiritual wisdom except this wisdom.
教会呢，拥抱了所有属灵的智慧，除了这一个以外。
We refuse to accept this wisdom that wants to bring wealth into your life.
我们拒绝了这一个渴慕将财富带进你生命中的智慧。
你知道为什么吗？中国人说不能钱太多，你怕钱，钱永远不会到。不要不要不要太多钱，不要不要抢钱，不要抢钱，其他讲什么？对不起，今天是我第一天，我要保持那个风度，慢一点。Okay, now let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9.
我们来看《生命记》二十九章九节。
I want to read to you from the Good News Bible. Obey faithfully all the terms of this covenant.So that you will be successful in everything you do.
生命记二十九章九节，所以你们要谨守遵行这约的话，好叫你们在一切所行的事上亨通。
This word to prosper or to be successful, that's what it means in the original.
在原文里面，这个亨通也就是成功或昌盛的意思。
Which means, if you obey God, God wants to make you successful.
也就是说，如果你顺服神，神就使你成功。
What is success?
那什么是成功呢？
Success means you have more money.
成功就是你拥有更多的钱。
Your career has a promotion.
你在你的事业上面能够被牵升。
Your business was doing well.
你的事业做得很成功，很好。
Every successful effort brings monetary reward.
每一个所谓的成功都带来钱的奖赏。
A successful scientist will have monetary blessing.
一个所谓的成功的科学家也会带来财富的祝福。
We must have success.
所以我们必须要拥有成功。
God say, I want to give you success.
神说，我要赐你成功。
Your failure can never alter the will of God.
你的失败没有办法更改上帝的旨意。
Amen.
Amen.
Success.
成功。
What is success?
什么是成功？
You will have more money in life.
就是你一生当中拥有更多的钱。
Look at Isaiah chapter 1.
请看以赛亚书第一章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
In the Young's translation, he says, If you are willing, you have hearkened the good of the land ye consume.
一章十九节，你们若甘心听从，必吃地上的美物。
In the Bible, in basic English translation, it says, the good things of the land will be yours.
那在基本的这个英文的翻译上面呢，也就是说，这个地面上所出产的美物将是你的。
Obedience brings blessing.
所以顺从会带来祝福。
He said, if you're obedient,
他说如果你顺从。
Number one,
第一,
the good things of the land will be yours.
这地面上的美物将是你的。
谁的？外邦人的呢？是我们的。
Amen.
In the message translation, he said,You will feast like a king.
在另外一个版本里面这样翻译说，你就要像王一般的享受享宴。
马上宴席是不是？
啊，宴席。
马上宴席就是你的，你吃的是最好的。
Amen.
Are you ready? Not only the good things are yours.
所以不仅是美物是你的。
The NIV version say you will eat the.Best from the land.
那 NIV 版本说你会吃这地上最好的。
I'm telling you, when you pay God,
我告诉各位，当你顺从神的时候，
If you believe Isaiah 1:19,
如果你相信以赛亚书一章十九节的话，
You will eat the good,
你就要吃这地上的美物。
Not only the good, but the Best.
不，不仅是美物，乃是最好的食物。
慢慢，昌盛就是要把最美的、最好的给你。
Amen.
A church should prosper in the way they will have first-class music system, first-class seat.First class building interior, first class.
Amen. 一个在昌盛之道上面的教会呢，应该是有一流的音响音乐设备，有一流的座位，一流的装潢设计。
The American churches, some of them, first class.
那美国教会呢，有些真的是一流的。
Because there are many.Fools for Christ, they believe it.
因为有很多呢，为基督癫狂的人呢，他们相信。
所以这一种人得到最好的，最好的属于谁？那是偏偏宗教的灵叫你说最好的你不要摸，不属于你的，不要拿最好的东西，因为这样是不属灵的。This is wrong. Tonight, if Isaiah the prophet is here, he will tell you, this is what I literally say in the Bible.
所以今天如果先知以赛亚在场的话，他就会告诉各位说，我说的就是这样。
就是这样，没有其他的解释。He wants to give you the best.
他要给你最好的。
有一天有一个there's a lady call me.
有一个姊妹打电话给我。
Pastor, I want to bring you to a shop.
牧师啊，我要带你去一个商店。
So I went to this shop.
所以呢，我就跟他去商店。
He said there's a special sale.
他说呢，那里呢有一个这个拍卖。
I went and see the shop.
我就到那个商店去。
Ferragamo shoes. Ferragamo.
Ferragamo 鞋子，
就是我穿的这一双。I went into the shop.
我就走进店里。
This shoe costs $700 over dollars.
$700 over dollars.
Over,
okay, 这一双鞋呢要700多块新币吧？
啊，新币。I went into the shop.
我就进了这商店。
One lady saw me.
有一个小姐看见我。
I never met her. I met her 10 years ago.
这个小姐呢，我是十年前见过。
你知道她眼光怎么看我吗？我在想，哦，为什么你会来这个店？这个店，你不可能会来到这个店的。谁说不能来？有钱就可以进来。我看到他，哦，我买两双在他的面前。本来是要一双的，看到他，我买两双。She thinks a preacher should not step into this luxury store. It is not for preacher. It's only for them.
他认为呢，牧师不应该进入这么奢华的商店里头。这种店应该是他们那种人才能进来。
今天晚上你懂了，以赛亚书一章十九节，神要给你好的，
阿门；
更好的，
阿门；
最好的，
阿门。
以后还有更多见证。Let's take a look at Job 36 and verse 11.
我们来看约伯记36章11节。
I want to read to you from the Moffat translation. If they will hear him and submit, they spend a life of prosperous days and pleasant years.
他们若听从侍奉他，就必度日亨通，历年福乐。
I want to read to you from the New English Bible. He said, if they listen to me, they spend their days in prosperity.
好，从这个新英文版本里面呢，他这样说，如果他们听从他，就会一生在昌盛当中。
Now, this is a beautiful, I'll read to you from the Living Bible.
然后现在我们从这个 Living 圣经啊， Living Bible 来看。
If they listen and obey him, then they will be blessed with prosperity throughout their lives.
好，所以这样子翻译说，如果他们听从他，那么他们一生的年日就有昌盛的祝福临到。
Ladies and gentlemen,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
based on Isaiah 119,
按照以赛亚书一章十九节
Based on Job 36:11,
约伯记三十六章十一节
We know tonight,
今天晚上我们知道
that obedience brings blessings.
顺从会带来祝福
If you obey God,
如果你听从神
you will be blessed with prosperity all the days of your life.
在你一生的年日就有昌盛的祝福
But how come people are living in poverty?
但是人们为什么还住在贫穷中呢？
You want to know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because my Bible say,
因为我的圣经说,
we have to hear and listen.
你必须要听从,聆听。
Listen means understand the details of that conversation that God is speaking to you.
聆听的意思就是要仔细的去听神跟你对话当中的每一个细节。
Most people don't know how to listen carefully to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
大部分的人不懂得怎么样仔细的聆听圣灵的声音。
The Holy Spirit will speak to you, and when you obey His voice, prosperity will come.
Amen.圣灵会向你说话，当你听从他的话的时候，昌盛就要临到你。
You really want to know that the Holy Spirit will bring you to this life?
你想要真知道圣灵会把你带入这样的生命。
I want to read you a verse in Isaiah chapter 48.
我们要来读以赛亚书48章的一个经文。
I want to say something right now.
现在我要跟各位说。
If I have in any way tonight have offended you,
如果今天晚上呢，不管我有任何的方式让你觉得受到冒犯，
I'm sorry.
我要说对不起。
But I did it purposely this way in order to provoke you to a new level of understanding.
但是呢，我是刻意要这样做，好叫各位的悟性上面能够得到挑战，进入到新的明白当中。
I'm not here to stumble you.
我在这里不是要使各位绊跌。
I'm here to help you.
我在这里是真心渴慕帮助各位。
So if you get misunderstanding and you get upset, I'm sorry.
如果因此呢，如果你有任何的误解，那觉得有点生气的话，我在这里说对不起。
Isaiah 48.
以赛亚书48章。
Let's take a look at verse 17.
我们来看17节。
Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit.
耶和华你的救赎主以色列的圣者如此说，我是耶和华你的神，教训你，使你得益处。
The word profit means financial gain.
益处也就是利益，也就是财务上面的得着。
But how do you get profit?
那么你要怎么样得着利益呢？
By listening and obey and follow the way he's leading you.
通过聆听并且顺从，而且跟着神带领你的方式走。
If the Holy Spirit go left and you go right, there will be no prosperity.
如果圣灵要你左走左边，你却向右走，那么就没有昌盛了。
You have to go the exact way the Holy Spirit tells you at that present moment of your life.
在当下圣灵怎么导引你，怎么告诉你，你就要怎么做。
Many times,
很多时候
I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我听见了圣灵的声音。
A lot of people say, I also want to hear the voice of God.
很多人说，哎呀，我也渴慕听见神的声音。
Oh, Pastor, please pray for me that I can hear the voice of God.
哦，牧师啊，请为我祷告，好叫我能够听见神的声音。
妈呀，不好胜，不好玩，不要。You know why? Every time the Holy Spirit speaks to me, 我错掉，我惊。
你知道为什么吗？因为很多时候当圣灵跟我讲话的时候，我就错掉了，我吓到了。
Because what he tells me, it was an uncomfortable instruction.
因为他所告诉我的这个指示呢，会叫我觉得很不舒服，很不自在的。
It was an inconvenient instruction.
而且呢，是会带来不便的指示。
It's not an easy way to follow.
并不是一条很容易跟从的路。
It's every time when you obey.
每一次当你顺从，
you have to die to your flesh.
你都必须要对你的肉体死的。
你偏偏不要的，神偏偏要你做。你死也不死，也没办法，你一定要死死。你偏偏不要，他就偏偏要你做。你偏偏要，他偏偏不给你。这就是神的作为。So you want to hear the voice of God?
所以你渴慕听见神的声音吗？
First time.
第一次。
I remember.
我记得。
I said, God!
我说神啊，
Please help me.
请你帮助我，
求求你，求求你。 And the Holy Spirit speak.
然后圣灵就说话了，
Get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan.
哦，撒旦退去吧，
这个不是神的话，走开，我不要听。我在祷告，Speak to me, oh God, help me.
神啊，跟我说话，帮助我。
The second time the voice came.
第二次声音又来了。
I bind you, Satan.
撒旦，我捆绑你。
And the Holy Spirit, don't bind, it is me.
圣灵说，别绑，别绑，是我。
你要我死啊，死得很惨哦。That's how the voice, because the voice asks me to do things I hate to do.
这个就是神的声音，因为神的声音要我去做我很讨厌很不想做的事。
That year, I have less than $100 in all of my world. I have only less than $100.
那一年呢，我的世界里面只有100块不到的钱。
And the Holy Spirit say,
圣灵说，
You want me to help you in your finance?
你要我在财务上面帮助你吗？
I think probably about 80, I have $80. Holy Spirit, give $50 away.
我当时呢好像只剩下80块，圣灵就跟我说，给50块出去。
$20 left?
啊，只剩30。
How to feed my family?
30块怎么养我一家？
Anyway, I'm stupid.
总之我很笨。
$30 cannot. Even $80 also cannot.
就是80块一家子也喂不饱。
And God said, give it away.
但是神说给出去。
It was an illogical instruction.
所以这是一个非常不合逻辑的指示。
把我所有的财产超越50%给了，给了就怎么样？死了。That day，
哪一天
？The offering bag come，
这个奉献的袋子传过来了。
And the offering bag came here near me right now.
奉献袋快接近我了。
And the person looked at me.
让那个收奉献的就看着我。
And the offering bag passed me by.
然后呢，奉献袋就从我面前经过。
And he walked out of the room.
然后呢，那个人就走出去了。
Then I stood up.
然后我站起来。
I ran out.
我就跑出去。
And look at the person.
我就看着那个人。
I cannot speak English. 哭到了吧，哈台，哈台吧，哈台。
我不会，那时候我不会讲英文了，我用方言了。
Put it there.
我就把它放进去。
哭到吧，哈台，哎呀，他开眼都哭到，拿不开，哭到了吧，哈头，马台呀，马台拉开呀，我走了又走，巴拉拉，他太阳呢？手指不听话。真的，挣扎很久，哭到了，开眼了吧？终于投降了，丢进去。And the offering bag went.
然后奉献袋就这么过去了。
And I followed the offering bag.
我就跟在奉献袋的后面。
And he went inside the room.
然后呢，他就到另外一个房间去
了。没了，想拿回来都没办法，后悔了。那个时候我后悔，我他妈卡他了呀吧，后悔，卡他了吧，50块出去，完了，完了，完蛋。哦，非常挣扎，为了50块，哇，挣扎的要命。That's the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵。
You still want to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit?
所以你还是渴慕听见圣灵的声音吗？
我回家3天3夜，看到吧，看有摩罗摩罗摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩摩。
很容易翻译的。啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵。
啵啵啵
啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵。
这个我会翻，这个翻方言我会翻。啵啦啵啦啵啵啵啵啵。
Three days, I said, God, 无聊。
三天我就跟神。
很容易翻译的，啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵。
这个我会翻，这个翻方言我会翻。不啦不啦不不不不不。
Three days, I said, God, 无聊。
三天我就跟神说，神啊，无聊。
It's not easy to follow God.
要跟从神不容易的。
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not easy to know the way of prosperity.
弟兄姊妹们，要知道通往昌盛之路不是一条易路的。
Because it involves sacrifice.
因为这需要你的牺牲。
But that year, my life was turned around.
但是就在那一年，我的生命整个翻转了。
I saw the way of breakthrough.
我就看见了突破之道。
I saw money coming into my life.
我就看见钱开始进入到我的生命中。
From that day till today, I'm not lack of money.
从那一天直到今日，我的钱在钱上面一点都不缺乏。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is God's will?
所以神的旨意是什么呢？
Let's take a look at the book of Jeremiah.Chapter 29 and verse 11.
我们来看耶利米书二十九章十一节。
Jeremiah 29 verse 11.
耶利米书二十九章十一节。
I alone know my purpose for you, saith the Lord, prosperity and not misfortune, and a long line of children after you.In the Good News Bible, it says, I alone know the plans I have for you, plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster, plans to bring about the future you hope for.
在29章11节说，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安或者是赐昌盛的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Godwas revealing his heart to Israel.
所以神把他的心意向以色列显明。
He said, my plans for you are plans of prosperity.
他说，我对你们的计划是一个昌盛的计划。
And he continued to reveal that plan.
然后他继续来显明这个计划。
In Jeremiah 33 verse 9.
在耶利米书33章第九节。
Good News Bible, it says, Jerusalem will be a source of joy and honor and pride to me, and every nation in the world will hear about the good things that I do for the people of Jerusalem and about the prosperity that I bring to the city.
第九节说，耶路撒冷要在地上万国人面前使我得颂赞，得荣耀，名为可喜可乐之城。万国人应听见我向耶路撒冷所赐的福乐和昌盛，所施的恩惠平安，就惧怕战惊。
God wants to bring prosperity to Jerusalem.
所以神要把昌盛带来在耶路撒冷。
What is the will of God?
所以神的旨意是什么呢？
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28.
我们来看生命记二十八章。
Verse 8 and verse 11.
第八节跟十一节。
Moffat translation, the Eternal will command you to be blessed in your barns and in every enterprise to which you put your hands. The Eternal will make you overflow with prosperity in the fruit of your body, of your cattle and of your ground. 11, 8 and 11.
第八二十八章八跟十一节，在你仓房里，并你手所办的一切事上，耶和华所命的福必临到你，耶和华你神也要在所给你的地上赐福于你。十一节，你在耶和华向你列祖起誓应许赐你的地上，他必使你身所生的、牲畜所下的、地所产的都绰绰有余。
If you look at your Bible carefully,
如果你仔细地看你的圣经，
in that chapter of chapter 28,
在第二十八章里，
if you use a finger to count,
如果你用你的手指头算一算，
in verse 11,
在十一节，
number one,
第一，
the Lord will make thee plenteous in goods.
神要使你
Plenty in goods.
就是在你的货物上面呢，你会有很多。
In the Moffat translation, it means to overflow with prosperity.
在另外一个版本的圣经里面，他说就是有满溢出来的昌盛。
In the Amplified version, 扩大版， he say the surplus of prosperity.
然后在扩大版本里面呢，就是说昌盛的供应不断的。
He say surplus of prosperity.And abundance.
就是多过的，这个昌盛是多过的啊，然后丰盛。
So he said, number one, plenty in goods.
因此，第一，你的货物是很多的。
Number two,
第二
plenty in the fruits of your body.
在你身所生的这果子也是众多的。
Number three,
第三
plenty in the fruits of thy cattle.
然后你牲畜所下的。也是众多的。
Number four,
第四
plenty in the fruits of thy ground.
你地所产的也是多的。
Do you know what it says in verse 12?
你知道十二节说什么吗？
Number five,
第五
He will bless all the works of thy hand.
你手里所办的一切事尽都蒙福。
God's will.
所以神的旨意
is for you to have plenty.
就是让你拥有丰富众多。
But when we look at the scriptures,
但是当我们看着这些经文，
we couldn't believe it.
我们很难相信。
Because when we look at our life,
因为如果我们看看自己的生命，
our life full of poverty.
我们生命里面有很多的贫穷。
And we cannot understand.
所以我们无法了解。
What does Bible say?
这个经文里面讲的意思。
We cannot believe.
我们无法相信。
That God wants us to be blessed.In all areas of life.
神要我们在生命的每一个层面里面都蒙受大的祝福。
If you want breakthrough,
如果你渴慕有突破，
you must upgrade the standard of your living and your lifestyle experience to match the high standard of the Bible.
你就要提高你自己的生活水平跟你的生活方式来与圣经所描述的这个水准啊，水平一致。
When I talk like that, if you are poor, you will never agree with the scripture.
如果我这样说，而各位呢是贫穷的话，那么你就永远不会同意圣经所说的了。
You know how I know?
你知道我怎么会知道吗？
Because when you go home, you talk poverty.
因为当你回去的时候，你口中所讲的都是关乎贫穷的。
你不相信？问你的儿女，你的儿女都会暴露消息。我的爸爸妈妈常常讲贫穷，曝光了。You must ask God, give me a breakthrough. My standard of living go as high as you can bless me, and then when I come to your word, it agree.
好，所以你必须要向神求，说神啊，求你祝福我，帮助我，所以我的生活水平呢？能够尽量的提高到你所能祝福我的境界，那么当我读这段经文的时候，我心里面就能够百分百的同意。
You look around you.
你四周围看一看。
How many of you?
你们当中有多少人
？Living this truth.
有活出这个真理的。
真假旧。So few.
很少。
That's why God has to bring forth this precious truth.
这是为什么神今天要把这个宝贵的真理带出来。
You know, Christine, you know what is prosperity?
郡主，你知道什么是昌盛吗？
It is financial deliverance.
就是财务上面的释放。
God wants to deliver you out of poverty.
所以神要把你从贫穷当中释放拯救出来。
God wants to bless you.
神渴慕要祝福你。
Bless your body, you have good health.
祝福你的身体有健康。
Bless your cattle.
祝福你的牲畜。
Your cattle and your ground represent your career, your company, your business.
你的牲畜、你的土地代表的就是你的公司、你的事业、你的工作。
God do not permit bankruptcy.
所以破产是神所不允许的。
It contradicts the will, the good will of your father.
所以必须要顺从你父亲良善的旨意。
Your heavenly father is wealthy.
你天上的父他是蛮有财富的。
And he wants to bless his children.
而他渴慕要祝福他的儿女们。
You know what's God's will?
这是神的旨意。
God's will is for God so bless Israel. Israel becomes so prosperous, it becomes a witness and testify to the world that there is a God in heaven that looks after the nation of God.
所以神的心意就是要祝福以色列，使以色列昌盛到一个地步，能够向列国见证说有一位神，他在天上如此的眷顾宠爱着我们。
That Israel can tell the Gentile nation, My God is Jehovah Jireh, My God is El Shaddai.
因此以色列可以向外邦列国说，我的神是耶和华以勒的神，我的神是El Shaddai的神。
In the Old Testament, God's great plan was for Israel. Great plan was for Israel.
在旧约时代，神伟大的计划是为了以色列。
In the New Testament era, God's great plan was for the church.
到了新约的时代，神伟大的计划是为了教会。
WhatHe wants to do for Israel today. He wants to do for the body of Christ.
他渴慕坐在以色列身上的，今天他渴慕坐在基督的身子身上。
God wants to bless the church.
所以神渴慕要祝福他的教会。
God wants to bless you for one reason, that the world will ask you, how come you prosper? You say, my Jesus is a rich God.
神为什么要祝福你使你昌盛呢？所以别人问你说你为何如此昌盛，你就可以告诉他，因为我的耶稣他是富足的。
When I was learning driving,
当我在学习开车的时候，
My driving instructor say,
我的这个开车教练说，
Your God is so good.
哇，你的神真好。
God makes you rich.
神让你富有啊。
What God is that?
这是什么神啊？
I said, Jesus Christ.
我说耶稣基督。
My sister-in-law in overseas, in Malaysia.
我在这个马来西亚的一个
亲戚。
亲戚。
He said, how come God bless you?
他说，哎，神为什么祝福你啊？
I said, because my heavenly father is rich.
我就跟他说，因为我天上的父是很有钱的。
And he kneeled down and accepted Jesus Christ that day.
他那一天呢，就跪下来接受耶稣基督为救主了。
Prosperity has a powerful testimony.
所以昌盛能够做大有能力的见证。
Because it declared that we have a God that is still our good shepherd looking after us.
因为他向世人宣告，我们的神依然是我们的好牧者，他依然眷顾着我们。
You know, verse 13.
第十三节。
In this Good News Bible, he says it this way. You will always prosper and never fail.
在好消息的这个版本说，你会永远的昌盛，一次也不失败。
That's what prosperity wants to do.
所以这是昌盛要做的事。
Your ground will not fail you.
你的地图不会叫你失望。
Your cattle will not fail you.
你的牲畜也不会叫你失望。
They will always be blessed and keep producing for you.
他们就会蒙福，不断地为你生产。
Prosperity.
昌盛。
Is to declare.
就是宣告。
The power of God.
神的全能。
To bring success into whatever you do.
能够为我手所办的一切事情带来成功。
God wants to prosper us.
神要使我们昌盛。
But how many dare to believe him?
但是有多少人敢相信他？
Because not many go all the way to believe him with all of their heart.
因为全心相信他，一路跟随的人并不多。
你这个阿们，到了第五天我就会知道。Are you following?
你是否在跟随他？
Amen. What is prosperity?
昌盛是什么呢？
Look at your hands.
请看你的手。
God say,
神说
He will bless all the works of thy hands.
你手里所办的一切事，他都要祝福。
You know what hands are used for?
你知道手用来做什么的吗？
Work.
工作的。
God wants to bless all your work, all your career, everything that you do in this life.
神要祝福你这一辈子手所做的一切工，所办的一切事，一切的事业。
Including pastors, you are in the ministry. God will prosper the works of your hands.
包括在服事中的这些牧师们，神也愿使你手中所办的一切侍奉都得以昌盛。
That is the heart of God.
那个就是神的心意。
When you reject the prosperity,
所以当你拒绝昌盛的时候，
You are rejecting the hand of God to bless you.
事实上你也拒绝了神的手来祝福你。
And when you reject the hand of God,
而当你拒绝神的手的时候，
You reject Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22.
你就拒绝了箴言十章二十二节了。
Because this hand of God brings the blessing of the Lord.
因为神的这只手带来了他的祝福。
But when the blessing of the Lord comes into your life,
而当神的祝福临到你身上的时候，
It's not for you to be poor.
不是要叫你贫穷的。
I went round and I look and I see many people living in poverty.
我在四处观看，我看见许多的人住在贫穷中。
I went to Indonesia.
我到印尼。
I went to India.
我到印度。
I see poor people.
我看见很多贫穷人。
Yet they love God.
然而他们爱神。
Yet they live a righteous life.
他们也过公义的生活。
But they are poor.
可是他们很穷。
It should not be so.
不应该是如此的。
What is the key?
所以关键何在？
To receive Deuteronomy.Chapter 28, verse 8, verse 11, verse 13 blessing.
你要领受生命记二十八章八节、十一节跟十三节的祝福。
What is the key?
关键在哪里？
Obedience.
顺从。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the key is found in verse 1 and 2.
这个关键在第一、第二节找到。
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all this blessing shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。
Prosperity is conditional.
所以昌盛是有条件的。
Prosperity is not automatic.
昌盛不是自动发生的。
It was that they obey God and then they have the rewards of prosperity.
是在他们听从神的话之后就得着昌盛。
But if you look at these two verses carefully,
但是如果你仔细来看这两节,
you will notice that God repeated his instruction twice.
你就会注意到神这个指示呢重复了两次。
God just had to say once.
神只要说一次就够了。
But God said twice.
他却说了两次。
The instruction is, if thou will hearken or listen to the voice of the Lord your God.
所以这个指示是什么呢？你若留意听从耶和华你神的话。
The word hearken.
听从这个字。
Shema.
什么希伯来文
It is not just to hear.
意思不是只有说听见而已。
It is to listen very carefully and attentively.
乃是非常专注仔细的聆听。
If you've seen wild rabbits,
如果你看过野兔
when they are looking around,
当他们四处在观看的时候
their flap ears will be opened up and point upwards.
他们的这个耳朵呢就会这样哎往上翘起来
because they are now trying to listen very carefully.
因为他们现在要非常仔细的来聆听周遭的声音
This word Shema
这个就是 Shema
It means an owner pull the ear of a dog and pull it up.
这一个字的这个图面呢、啊、就是一个主人呢把狗耳朵拉起来。
你听不听话你听进去没有拉你的耳朵听得到吗听见吗就是这个意思。This word hearken,
所以听从 hearken 这个字
In the literal sense in the Hebrew language,
在希伯来文原文的字义上
it simply means, if listen, if hearing, you hear the voice of God.
它的意思就是说假如你聆听你听见主的声音
Which means, in short, it simply means to listen, listen.
简单的听简单的说就是听听听
It makes Double an effort to pay attention carefully in listening.
就是你要加倍努力的仔细的听。
In the book of Mark chapter 4, about the parable of the sower, he said, Blessed is one that listen carefully.
在马可福音第四章撒种的比喻里面说那有耳可听的他有福了。
So that's the first meaning. Are you listening or are you daydreaming?
所以呢这是第一个意义你是仔细在聆听呢还是在做白日梦
Number two
第二
This word Shema means to listen and to do something about it immediately
Shema 听从这个字是聆听了之后你马上采取行动
You are not a hearer but you are a doer of that word
所以你不单是一个听到的人你也是行道的人
This word Shema actually if you put it in the Chinese language it is 铭刻在心
所以呢 Shema 希伯来文听从这个字如果用中国的成语来说就是你要把这话铭刻在心
You will remember it You will not forget it
所以你会记得不会忘记
You will do it
然后你会去做
That's the meaning
这就是这字的意思
In all these 5 days that you're coming
在这五天各位要来到这个特会
If you just hear
如果你光是听
And you don't do something about what you heard
但是对于所听的你没有行动回应
You will have no breakthrough
那么你就不会有突破
You have to obey
你必须要顺从
Amen
Amen
Okay Now This word, the blessing of the Lord, I just mentioned
好,
at the beginning.
在刚刚, 最早的时候, 提到这个主的祝福,
when the blessing comes, it brings you to that place.
所以当祝福临到, 他就把你带到那个地方。
这是什么地方? 相不相信? 有可能你不相信, 所以我再回来。 Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 24.
我们看创世纪24章。
Genesis chapter 24 and verse 35.
35节, 24章35节。
And the Lord has blessed my master greatly. The first part.
耶和华大大的赐福给我主人。
Now, let's talk about the blessing of the Lord.
所以在这里呢, 也提到主的祝福。
So, God have blessed his master Abraham.
所以呢, 神祝福了他的主人亚伯拉罕。
And God has blessed him.
神祝福了他。
What do you mean when God bless him?
那你说, 神祝福了他是什么意思呢?
Some of you will think, 啊, 灵命成长, 内在生活, 内在生活。 No, 我不是在讲内在生活。 我是在讲现在生活。 The Lord bless Abraham.
所以神祝福了亚伯拉罕。
Now watch, what is that blessing?
现在你仔细看, 这个祝福是什么呢?
And he is become great and has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servant and maid servant and camels and donkeys.
使他昌大, 又赐给他羊群, 牛群, 金银仆辈, 骆驼和驴。
八样东西。 Number one, God bless him with flocks.
神给他有羊群。
Number two, God bless him with herds.
神给他有牛群。
Number three, God bless him with silver.
第三,神给他金银。
God bless him with gold.
神给他金,神给他银。
God bless him with men servants.
神给他男的仆人。
God bless him with maid servants.
神给他女的婢女。
God bless him with camels.
神给他骆驼。
And God bless him with donkeys.
然后神祝福他。
God bless him.
神赐福与他。
That blessing, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a spiritual blessing.
各位弟兄姊妹, 这里所说的这个祝福, 不是我们一般认为的属灵祝福。
It is a physical blessing.
它是一个物质上面的祝福。
It is a material blessing.
是物质上面的祝福。
God bless him with everything around him is blessed.
所以凡关乎他的一切,
when God blessed him with these eight things,
所以当神用这八样东西祝福他的时候,
what happened to Abraham?
亚伯拉罕发生了什么样的事呢?
The blessing comes upon Abraham.
祝福临到亚伯拉罕。
Guess what happened to him?
他发生了什么事?
He became a prosperous businessman.
他就成为一个很成功、很昌盛的生意人。
He becomes a multimillionaire.
他成为一个数百万富翁。
That is what you must understand tonight.
所以这是你今晚必须要明白的。
Not spiritual blessing.
不是只有属灵的祝福。
Material, financial blessing.
是物质跟财务上面的祝福。
I've seen it demonstrate in my family and in the lives of my partners over and over and over and over again.
我一而再再而三不断不断不断地看见这样的事在我自己的家庭里在我的伙伴的家庭跟身上不断地彰显出来。
Look at Genesis chapter 26.
我们看创世纪26章。
Verse 12 about the life of Isaac.
12节来看以撒的生命。
Isaac sold in that year and received in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他。
What do you mean when the Lord blessed Isaac?
所以当你说耶和华赐福以撒是什么意思呢？
Two chapters earlier, when the Lord blessed Abraham, it was a financial material blessing.
两章之前，当我们说神赐福了亚伯拉罕，那是一个财务，一个物质上面的祝福。
Two chapters later, now is upon Abraham's son. What is that blessing?
两章之后，这祝福临到亚伯拉罕的儿子，那祝福又是什么呢？
Look at verse 13 and 14.
我们看13、14节。
And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great stores of servants, and the Philistines envied him.
好，他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户。他有羊群、牛群，又有许多仆人，腓力士人就嫉妒他。
When the blessing comes upon Isaac,
所以当祝福临到以撒，
he had great possession of herds and flocks.
他呢就拥有大群的羊跟牛。
I prophesy to you,
所以今日我向你发预言，
it is end time anointing.
这是所谓的末世恩膏。
We are going to have Abraham and Isaac in the body of Christ. They are great possessions.
我们要在基督的身体上面有亚伯拉罕跟以撒的祝福，就是拥有极丰盛极大的产业。
We are going to have Christian businessmen.
我们要有基督徒的生意人心情。
We are going to have marketplace entrepreneurs.
我们要有这个在市场、在职场上面的企业家。
They are going to possess great herds and great flocks.Great companies.
他们要拥有极大的牛群、羊群，拥有极大的公司。
We are not going to have one company. We are going to have the anointing to grow, to grow. And we have one company, two company, three company, four company. We will grow.
而且呢，不仅是拥有一间公司，我们带着神的恩膏，要从一间公司扩展到两间、三间、四间、多家的公司。
Last year.
去年
，One of my coordinator in Indonesia，
在印尼有一个这个协调的人
，The husband was out of job，
他的丈夫呢没有工作了
，For one and a half years，
有一年半的时间
，And I began to pray for him，
我就开始为他祷告
，And I said God is going to give you business，
我说神会把事业给你
，He looked at me，
他就看着我
，Cannot be，
不可能
，I don't have money，
我没钱
，I said who tell you about money。
我说谁跟你讲钱
？The blessing of the Lord is coming upon your life.
主的祝福要临到你生命。
You are going to have business.
你就会有事业。
I say in 1 month's time.
我说一个月的时间。
You will launch a new business.
你就会有一个新的事业拓展。
No money.
没钱。
No idea.
没有想法。
Don't know what to do.
不知道该怎么做。
But in 1 month's time.
但是一个月内。
When I came.
当我来的时候。
He launched his first business.
他就开始有新的事业。
And I went to the shop.
我就到他的店面去。
To dedicate the shop.Dedicate the shop.
然后呢，我们就把那个店呢献给神。
As I dedicate the shop,
当我在献这个店的时候
，I turn around.
我转过来
，I look at him.
我就看着他。
You shall have the second shop in the next 2 months.
我说两个月内你要开第二间店。
Where are you going to get the money?
到哪里钱从哪里来
？I say it's not my business. When I come, you show me your business.
我说这我不管，当我来的时候你就把第二间店的事业给我看吧。
2 months later,
两个月之后
I came and dedicate the second shop.
我来了，为了他的第二间店再把他献给神。
I blessed the shop.
我就祝福了这店。
I turn around.
然后我转过来
look at him.
我又看着他。
Next month when I come, you will start the third shop.
下个月我来你要开始第三间店。
Where's the money?
钱从哪里来
?I don't care.
我不管。
The blessing of the Lord is here.
因为神的祝福在这里。
You will have the business.
你就会有生意。
The next month I came.
下个月我又来了。
I dedicate the new shop.
我又把新的店献给神。
I lay my hand on the ground.
然后我按锁在地上。
I bless the shop.
我就祝福这店。
I turn around.
我又转向他。
In the next 2 months.
再往后两个月。
When I come back.
当我再回来。
You know what to do?
你知道要做什么吗
?He look at me.
他看着我说。
Start new business.
我知道开拓新的事业
yes, New business
是的新的事业
Next month
在下个月
Again
我来了
I dedicate a shop
我又在线上新的店
In half a year
在半年的时间内
It grew to four
他从一间店增长到四间店
Now they're working on the fifth business
现在呢有第五个事业
Grow
成长
grow.
成长。
Woo! It's to grow.
不断的倍增。
Hallelujah!
Amen!
God doesn't want you to have less. God wants you to have more.
神不要你拥有的更少，神要你拥有更多。
That's what prosperity is.
这个就是昌盛。
You know what happens when prosperity comes?
你知道当昌盛来到的时候会发生什么事吗？
I went to Indonesia.
我到印尼去。
I went to the custom.
我就走过海关。
I was wearing a suit.
我穿西装。
He said, sir.
他们就说先生。
You are an ambassador?
你是一个大使吗？
Yeah.
我说是。
This way.
请。
And they escort me with guards.
他们呢就护送我进去。
Because I look rich.
因为呢我看起来很有钱。
Next time when I came.
下次我又来了。
They want to check my bags.
他们要检查我的行李。
Sir.
先生
You're a businessman?
你是一个生意人吗
Yes, I'm a businessman.
是的我是
Go.
请过去吧
My co-worker?
我的同工
Check back.
检查行李
Because not businessman.
因为不是生意人
So I went over.
所以我就过去
My guys.
这是我的人
Oh, okay, go.
好过去吧
Prosperity.
昌盛
I am in my father's business like Jesus.
我跟耶稣一样是在从事我阿爸的事业。
One time I was sitting in a business class.
有一次呢我坐头等舱。
He said, oh, what are you doing?
他们问我你是从事哪一行的
I said, I have business all over the world.
我说我的事业呢遍满全球。
Oh, he quickly take out the name card.
对方赶快把名片掏出来第一张给我。
Churches all over the world.
是的，普世都有神的教会。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ambassador for Christ.
耶稣基督的大使。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I go into a shop,
当我到一个店面去的时候
，I wear suit.
我穿上西装。
I go to restaurant, I wear suit.
我到餐厅也穿西装去。
So this way.
先生这边请。
Yeah, okay. Because when you have prosperity,
因为当你昌盛的时候
you command,
你就可以下达命令。
There's one thing the church have to realize.
这是教会必须要明白的一件事。
You want to make an impact in society?
你渴望在社会当中产生影响力。
God have prosperity.
那么你就必须要进入昌盛。
Recently,
最近
some politicians come and see me.
有一些政治家来见我。
Why?
为什么呢？
For one thing.
为了一件事。
The blessing of the Lord.
为了主的祝福。
Multimillionaires come and see me recently.
数百万富翁哦，最近也来见我。
I ask her.
我就问他
I said, you are so rich.
我说你这么有钱
Why do you come?
为什么你要来见我
I want the blessing of the Lord.
他说我要主的祝福
And now she has become my disciple. Every time I come, she will sit in front and write.
现在呢他已经成为我的门徒每次我来他就坐下来赶快做笔记
She is very rich.
他是非常有钱的
See?
明白吗
Isaac, Abraham was so rich, the Philistine, Betahan, 妒忌。
以撒、亚伯拉罕有钱到一个地步，腓力斯人说啊，不行不行，他们嫉妒啊。
There is something about wealth.
所以关于财富有一样特质。
That the church have yet to discover the power.
是教会还没有发现的能力啊
I've tasted, I know.
我已经尝过了所以我知道
In Singapore,
在新加坡
Politicians want to come and see me now.
政治家现在渴慕来见我
Because there's power!
因为有能力
When you are prospering!
当你在昌盛中的时候是大有能力的
你住在破破烂烂的家旧的车
谁来听你？ Nobody. I'm telling you the truth.
所以我把真理告诉各位。
You may not believe me.
或许你不相信我。
But I know it.
但是我明白，我知道。
God show me.
因为神让我见过了。
To reach to the top government level.
神也要我能够达到这个最高级啊，最上面的这个政府的层级。
I'm going to share something now.
现在我要跟各位分享一些事。
Do you know?
你知道吗？
I've just introduced my sermon.
啊，我刚刚是给我的讲道做一个导论。
开胃点心。I haven't start the 24 points. Never start.
我那个24点都还没有开始讲。
先给你个点心。你喜欢点心吗？胃口好吗？ Now.I want to show you something that will shock you.
现在呢，我要告诉一些叫各位震惊的事。
I told God many years ago.
很多年前，我告诉神。
I said God.
我说神啊。
I don't want information.
我不要资讯。
I don't want knowledge.
我不要知识。
I don't just want doctrine.
我不要只有教义。
I want revelation.
我渴慕启示。
I want my life to be changed.
我要我的生命得到改变。
So open my eyes.
所以求你开我的眼睛。
Open my heart.
求你打开我的心。
That I can see what I have never seen.
好叫我能够看见我从未见过的。
Do you want to see?
你渴慕看见吗？
Psalms 23 verse 5.
诗篇23篇5节。
You know what the Bible say?
你知道圣经怎么说？
He said that not only prepare a table for you,
他说他不仅为你预备宴席，
not only anoint your head with oil,
他不仅用油膏你的头。
Amen? What else does the Bible say?
圣经还说了什么呢？
In the Living Bible, he said blessings overflow.
在这个 Living Bible 里面他说我的这个福呢是满出来的。
In the Harrison version, he said, "My fortune prosper greatly."
那另外一个版本说，我的财富呢就大大昌盛。
Three things the Lord wants to do. He wants to give you a feast. He wants to anoint you, and he wants to fill your cup.
好，所以神要做三件事。他要为你摆设宴席，他要用油膏你的头，然后他要使你的福杯满意。
Right?
是吗？
Now watch.
现在请注意。
He said he wants to fill your cup.
他说他要满了你的杯。
Point number one.
第一点。
He doesn't want to fill your cup half filled.
他不是只要让你的杯满一半。
Half filled cup is not the will of God.
所以杯子满一半，这不是上帝的旨意。
Point number two.
第二点。
God doesn't want to fill your cup to full.
神也不是要让你的杯满了。
Full cup blessing is still not the will of God.
所以满杯的这个祝福还是一样，不是神的旨意。
What is the will of God?
那神的旨意是什么呢？
Point number three.
第三。
He wants to fill your cup till overflow.
Amen.你不仅福杯满了，而且还满溢出来了。
When God pour into your cup,
所以当神倾倒在你的杯里的时候，
doesn't God know that the cup is full?
难道神不知道这杯已经满了吗？
Why does he keep pouring?
为什么他要不断的倒呢？
Because the overflow prosperity is the will of God.
因为满溢的昌盛祝福就是神的旨意。
You remember in John 6?
你记得约翰福音第六章。
The young boy who bring the lunch box of 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
那带着这个午餐盒 五个饼两条鱼的小男孩。
When God multiplied it,
当神使他倍增的时候。
How many was left over?
有剩下多少呢？
A few more fish?
只剩下几条鱼吗？
A few more loaves?
只剩下几个饼吗？
One basket full?
只有一篮吗？
Two basket full?
只有两篮吗？
No, my Bible says 12 basket full of all all the leftover blessings.
不，我的圣经说，每一个人都吃饱了，还剩下十二篮。
Overflow.
是满溢出来的。
That is the highest will of God for all of His children.
Amen. 这就是神对他所有的儿女最高的旨意。
I'm not satisfied with half cup blessing.
所以对杯子一半满的祝福我不满足。
I'm not satisfied with a full cup blessing.
满杯的祝福还是不满足。
I am only satisfied when my cup overflow.
只有我的福杯满溢出来了我才满足。
When the money start coming into my life.
当钱开始进入我的生命中。
100.
100.
No, that's not the cup, full cup.
不，这还没有满。
500, no.
500, 不。
1000, no.
1000, 不。
5000,
5000, 不。
10,000, no.
10,000,
20,000, no.
20,000,
50,000, no.
50,000, 不。
That's still not full.
这还没有满。
God bless you.
上帝祝福你。
Amen. The cup overflow.
让你的福杯满溢。
With the goodness of the Lord.
满有神的恩慈。
The goodness of the Lord overflow into your life.
神的恩惠跟慈爱满溢在你的生命中。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
That's Pastor Calvin.
这个是李牧师。
Hallelujah. Now, are you ready for shock?
啊，各位准备好要再大吃一惊吗？
Are you ready for shock?
预备好要吓一跳吗？
Few years ago,
两年前，
几年前，
哦，几年好，几年前。
When I read Psalms 23 verse 5,
当我读到诗篇23篇5节，
The Holy Spirit asked me a question.
圣灵当时问我一个问题。
Do you want your cup to overflow?
你要你的杯满意吗？
I said, Yes, Lord.
我说是的，主。
So I start praying.
所以我就开始祷告。
Lord,
主啊。
If you bless me,
如果你祝福我
with $10,000,
有一万块
Hallelujah,
Amen,
my cup overflow,
我的杯就满出来了
And there was silence.
接下来呢，就一阵的寂寞，静默。
I said, Lord,
我说主啊
is it okay?
可以吗
Son, that's too small.
他说儿啊，你要的太小了
So I continue to pray.
所以我就继续祷告
I said, God,
我说神啊
if my cup filled with $50,000,
如果我的杯满了五万
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Oh, Hallelujah,
my cup overflow.
我的杯就满溢了。
He said, no, son.
他说不儿。
I change.
我又改了。
100,000, Hallelujah.
Oh, 十万 Hallelujah.
Son, that's not the one.
儿啊，还不是。
So I smart now. I said, God, what is the amount that my cup overflow?
所以这次我变聪明了，我就干脆问神，神啊。那要使我的杯满出来的数目是多少啊
？The Holy Spirit say, "Ask me for $1,000,000."
圣灵告诉我，向我求一百万。
That is what I talk about.
这就是我所说的。
And last year,
去年
，my $1,000,000 came in.
我的一百万进来了。
I overflow.
满意
Hallelujah
Amen
Hallelujah
Amen
Tonight
今天晚上
What I try to share to you
我试着要跟各位分享的
How big is your cup
要问的是你的杯子有多大
If your cup is small
如果你的杯很小
You can ask God only for a small amount
你只能向神求小小的
But if your cup is big
但是如果你的杯子很大
God will break your limitation and give you a supernatural breakthrough.
神就会打破你里面一切的限制，给你一个超自然的祝福。
This cup is called the cup of faith.
这个杯叫做信心之杯。
你的杯多大？多大？
much, God is going to fill.
Amen. 所以你的杯有多大，神就可以倒多少。
God is going to stretch our faith.
所以神呢会扩展我们的信心。
If I'm going to tell you how big my cup, you're going to drop from your ground, from your seat.
如果我要告诉你我的杯有多大，你会从椅子上掉下来。
I will never tell you that amount.
所以呢，我不会把这个数目字告诉你。
If you know,
如果你知道，
you will never able to sleep tonight.
你今天晚上就睡不着觉了。
That's what I call 超自然的，没办法的，在自然界没办法的，只有靠神，
Amen.
没有其他的办法，只有神才可以做得到。
Amen, Amen. 所以今天晚上你的杯有多大呢？
Tonight,
今天晚上，
I'm going to give you a key.